All right. Bryson Eason, Tennessee Vols. Best defensive line in the SEC. We still going with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah, because there's a lot of doubters. I mean, just because Tennessee lost some good defensive linemen, but people I think that really know the SEC know that the Vols are still really deep on the defensive line position. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
I feel like we got a lot of guys that are very talented, that work hard, and you know what I mean, trying to come in, make a name for themselves, make an impact on the team, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of hungry guys that haven't, you know what I'm saying, that haven't had the exposure yet to let for others to know that the D-line is still deep, but it's coming, you know what I mean? And their time is coming, and I feel like their time is now when this upcoming fall come up.
You know, I always felt like there's that conversation that the younger class has when we didn't hit our goal. And I feel like, I mean, making college football playoff was an awesome, I mean, put that one in a feather in your cap. But I would imagine there was a conversation you and your team had said, hey, we got some work to do. What are some goals that you guys are going to have coming into this season?
Well, a lot of goals that my unit, the defensive line, have is just we want to be able to affect the quarterback without us having the blitz. You know what I'm saying? And just have a good four-man rush that could affect the quarterback, you know, be in this pocket lane, I mean, contain the lanes and be in this, put our hands up for where you throw the ball and everything like that. So, and like you said about how the college football playoff left that bad taste in our mouth, and we just – you know what I'm saying? We feel like, you know, it was cool to make it. It was a great experience, great learning experience. But, like, that's not the mission to just go to the playoffs, just to win it and win it all. And I feel like we have milestones throughout the season that will help us get there, you know what I'm saying, to make sure we're on track. So I feel like everybody's super motivated, super ready to go and ready to go make a name for themselves and prove everybody wrong.
What's it like playing for Coach Garner? Because I've heard there's two different versions of Coach Garner, like the one that recruits you to campus and then the one that once you start practicing, you're like, oh, shit, this is maybe a little bit different story.
Yeah, Coach G is a great dude, you know what I'm saying, overall, but, like, his coaching is just his coaching, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be tough on you. He's going to let you know what it is if you're playing like, you know, if you're playing like nothing, he's going to let you know, hey, you're playing like nothing. So you really just got to have some tough skin and can't be too sensitive. And also pay attention to the message, not the delivery. The delivery may come a little wild, but, like, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about what he's saying and what he's trying to get to you. So it's some tough coaching that I don't think everybody can take. But, like, once you know what I'm saying, get in the rhythm of going and you working, like, only thing he's trying to do is just to push you to be the best you that you can be at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I heard, too, you know, obviously he's coached at Auburn, he's coached at Georgia, but a lot of those guys that he's coached, they come to Tennessee games to see his defensive line still working. I mean, what does that tell you about the man you're playing for?
They just tell me that I'm playing for a man that, you know, his word is bond. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I met Richard Seymour, which is one of the best defensive linemen ever, and he went to Georgia, like you said, and that just shows you the respect that his former players have for him outside of the game. To just want to come up here and check up on him, or see how he doing, or see what he doing with the next generation of young defensive linemen that's coming up after them. So it's just great to see, and it just shows, like, what words can't put into action, you know what I'm saying, that actual people want to come see him, want to be around Coach G, want to come back and show love. So it just speaks for itself, you know what I mean?
You know, I'll never forget. I was coming back from an LSU game once, and we were walking up a hill to our vehicle, and LSU people were in front of us, and they said, how are there fat people in this town with all these damn heels? Mm-hmm. And I said, because we know how to cook. Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, you got the night off. You want to grab something to eat. What's your go-to there in Knoxville?
Oh, man. y'all going to have me telling them myself. I love Gus's fried chicken, dog. Like, it's some of the best fried chicken in Tennessee, in my opinion. You know, and I'm a Tennessee native, so I would say there. And I really be trying to, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so it's hard for me to, you know, keep some weight off me. So I just try to eat more lean foods like salmon and rice, mashed potatoes. And I love, I don't know if you heard of Bonefish Grill.
Hell yeah, bro.
Man, I love love me some Bonefish Grill, man. They got some of the best salmon I've had. So I
The problem for me is not the same. It's all the bread I eat. Yeah,
man, you're the free bread that they give you with the pesto. Yeah. Man, gotta stay away from it. Gotta move it. But those would be my favorite two restaurants in Knoxville so far. Yep.
Yeah, also
my go to.
The closer we get to dinner, the more food questions we always ask.
I feel them though. I feel it. I'm starting to get a little hungry myself.
Yeah, we went over to the mall right before we came down at Loco Burro, and I wore it out. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, sorry. I probably should get back. Football.
Nah, you good. I mean, football, food, potato, potato.
What's it like having to prep for week one Syracuse when, no disrespect to like, I don't know, Austin Peay or MTSU or something, but if you guys don't bring it against Syracuse, you could get beat. How does that change the offseason for the players?
I think it just gives us another sense of urgency that, like, we have no time to waste, if that makes sense. Like, every rep, every practice, every live drill matters, you know what I'm saying? For us to get better and work towards that, because like you said, those guys are trying to come out and prove a point and show that they can compete with like SEC teams and things of that nature too. So we just got to come out, have some fire and ready to play, man, and make sort of a statement of our first game. You know what I mean? Let people know that, you know, we done had a lot of drama in the offseason, whatnot, whatever people want to call it, but we got some dudes here that want to play ball and play some meaningful ball. So, man, just – a lot of guys in the building are motivated and just trying to get the best, get prepared the best way we can until this time.
No, there was a big reshuffle on the opposite side of you there, the offensive line. But some of these guys you get to see on a daily basis. And, you know, one of the misconceptions is that Tennessee's offensive line is going to fall off. But if you're talking to a Vol fan right now and you're telling them, saying, hey, man, this offense is special. Is there a couple of guys up front that you're going against saying, hey, there's going to be no drop-off here?
I 100% believe in. Of course, everybody know Lance, so I'm going to get into other guys like Jesse Perry, who I feel like had a great spring, practicing some, get some inside guard reps and some tackle reps. I think he had a great spring in my eyes. Sham is coming along, getting real, styling his pass protection. Will and Max fighting for the position. Also, Will, Max, and Sam, you know, rotating with the Sam or with the guard and center position. So those guys, I would say, have definitely gotten better. And, you know, Sam's a transfer from Notre Dame. So he comes in with some knowledge and, you know what I'm saying, experience already to help some of our guys out. And, man, they just – the attitude that those guys are developing is just the competing every day. You know what I'm saying? Even though they haven't had many reps in the live fire, but, like – when we practicing, they going to let us know, you know, we here too. You know what I'm saying? So a big, huge shout out to Jesse Perry, Sham. Really, I want to say I hate leaving guys out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But those guys are some guys that, you know, I faced a lot. And, you know, I could see them getting better. You
iron
know what I'm saying?
Iron. Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Yeah. So those guys have really took a big step in this spring from my perspective.
Hey, last thing I got for you. You said it yourself. You're Tennessee native. You know, when you get to Tennessee was in a different spot. I mean, at times, people even called it an embarrassment. Now, I mean, reaching to the college football playoff, people are like, man, we just made it to the playoff. We want more. What does it mean to you that you've been such a big part of where taking Tennessee that next step and even higher aspirations?
Man, it's an honor to just know I'm a part of the narrative flip, you know what I'm saying, from us being one of the laughing stocks in the SEC to being like a powerhouse trying to compete with the big dogs in the conference. So it just means a lot, man. It just shows you that hard work and dedication can really take you a long way, because I've been through a coaching change and stuck it around. But Coach Hype brought in a beautiful brotherhood type culture where we one, we a unit, and it's contagious, you know what I mean? We got transfer guys that been there for a year or two maybe, and they already just like – get it, you know what I'm saying? And we all trying to work, like, we have to compete with one another, yes, but, like, it's friendly competition. Like, shoot, if I know my brother or the Jackson Moy, for instance, going there and get him a sack or a TFA, I'm like, nah, I can't let him outdo me, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, Coach going to be, like, you know, be on his jock. I mean, not jock, but, like, Coach going to be on his ride in the fan room talking about how good he is. I want some praise, too. So just trying to compete with one another and continue to get better, man, and continue to spread that brotherhood culture that Coach Hype has installed into us and see it trickle down from, like, me to the sophomores and the juniors, and they trickling down into the freshmen. It's just great to see.
Man, I appreciate it, man. That's the story we want to get out there. That's the Tennessee. I feel like we're getting a little disrespect. I say we because I grew up a diehard Vol fan. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a little disrespect coming in here, and this is the message I think they need to hear is that we've got – this isn't a redo. This ain't a rebuild. Mm-hmm. This is a damn team that's ready to come out and play. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bryson.
Yes, sir.